This is Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. During his scheduled press update yesterday, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards announced the state will enter Phase 3 as his Phase 2 COVID-19 restriction emergency order expires today. The governor's announcement came only days after the Labor Day weekend and just over 2 weeks since Hurricane Laura hit Louisiana, leaving thousands without power and many forced to evacuate, some having to stay in congregant shelters, such as the Mega Shelter in Alexandria, Louisiana. Edwards did express the decision to move the state into Phase 3 was not easy.
If we hadn't just started K-12 schools, opened our higher ed campuses, had Labor Day, and a hurricane, it would have been the easiest decision, probably.
Edwards was alluding to the spike in COVID-19 cases that occurred across the Sun Belt in the weeks following Memorial Day as social distancing and other mitigation measures were ignored at large gatherings on beaches and other public areas. As to what the specifics will be for Phase 3, Edwards said he would offer more details at a press conference to take place this afternoon. As for the mask mandate, Edwards did say,
"The mask mandate's going to stay in place. And by the way, that's important for everybody to understand. If we want to be successful in increasing occupancy levels at businesses and at churches and those sorts of things, we can do that safely. But you still have to wear a mask."
The governor's Phase 2 order has been in place since July 13th. It has been extended 3 times. Phase 3 reopening will allow many businesses to increase their occupancy levels. Governor Edwards said he will give more specifics at his press conference scheduled for 2 p.m. this afternoon. Venerated American retailer JCPenney has a tentative buyer that could save the bankrupt business from liquidation. Dallas Public Radio KERA's Bill Zeeble has more on the nearly $2 billion deal.
Mall owners Simon Property Group and Brookfield Property Partners packaged a deal to keep 600 department stores open and about 70,000 workers employed. The tentative deal revealed in bankruptcy court values JCPenney at $1.75 billion. The two property companies would put up $800 million in cash and debt and leave the retailer with $1 billion in cash to work its way back into the black. JCPenney, founded 118 years ago by James Cash Penny, has been in bankruptcy since May. Between the two mall owners, these tentative buyers are already landlords to about 160 Penny stores. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
The Arkansas CARES Act Steering Committee has approved more than $200 million in requests from cities and counties and includes grants to help businesses in the state's tourism industry. The money comes from about $1.2 billion the state received from the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, which was approved by Congress earlier this year to help state economies deal with the impact made by the coronavirus pandemic. The budget requests approved by the committee now go before the Arkansas Legislative Council. The Arkansas Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism reports the state's tourism industry has been hurt the most, as reflected by a 35% year-to-date decline in revenue. You're listening to Red River Radio.